Max does love to cuddle with you while you're playing or watch the video game with you.
Yes, thankfully he's pretty good about that. Just an alert for anyone who enjoys hummus. This is a PSA from Tastes Like Burning. There has been a Sabra hummus recall, but not for Big Fatty. I don't think Big Fatty cares for hummus. Just like the mayonnaise, which he feels is demon semen, hummus, I'm sure Big Fatty feels, is the devil's runny doo-doo. So he wouldn't have it in his house.
Mayonnaise is not demon semen.
To begin with. But if you are...
Miracle Whip, on the other hand.
Miracle Whip.
That is goblin cum.
It is goblin cum. It is not mayonnaise. It is a dressing that should never be put on.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
There has been a Big Fatty recall.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3495. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 29th of June, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Plus, we've got voice letters. Big Fatty. Hello, Riddlers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you Riddlers today. Because y'all, I got a riddle for you. What do midgets, emus, and wild boars and a fountain of semen have in common? Beef, Fanny? What the hell? Well, y'all, if this was the old gal's old show, y'all, this would be the ridiculous news story of the day. Big Fatty, okay. Y'all, the Nip sent me this, and y'all, it comes to us from the World News Daily Report. It says... The San Francisco, Big Fatty, that says it all right there. San Francisco Police Department interrupted an extremely lewd party early this morning in a luxurious residence of the Presidio Heights neighborhood, arresting 71 people and seizing two boars and eight emus. According to SFPD spokesman, officers were dispatched to the site around 4 a.m. in the morning after neighbors complained about loud music and wild animals running on their yard. The police... Yo, I'm just gonna read the highlighted parts here. It seems it was a thematic sex party for people with strange fetishes. They had midgets, bearded women, wild animals, and a large outdoor fountain filled with 50 gallons of semen. It was an extremely delicate operation, hundreds of naked people trying to flee with emus and boars that had ball gags in their mouths. It was a very chaotic scene. Y'all, I just, you know... y'all, that Kathy Marshall knows how to throw a party. Beep! Hey! Of cum in a fountain. 50 gallons of cum in the fountain. Oh, Big Fatty. Anyway, What was I saying? Wasn't saying nothing. Y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, y'all, let's see. Yes. Veda and I recorded the Little Fatty Cast. Y'all, I'm having trouble with my Americans Online e-letters. And y'all, he was trying to help me fix it, and I was trying. He figured out a way to fix it on his end for his Americans Online e-letter account, but y'all, I couldn't figure it out on mine. And y'all, it's no. And y'all, so I was trying to figure that out during the Little Fatty Cast. So y'all, I was very distracted. And so, but anyway, it's a train wreck as usual. Yes, Big Fatty. y'all, young Nicholas stopped by a little bit later. In the day, I think I told you that Jonathan stopped by to check on the elderly. Well, young Nicholas stopped by also to check on the elderly. Y'all, he'd been what am I trying to say? It's like a surfboard that you stand on or kneel on. What are they called? It'll come to me in a minute. Ready? Paddleboard. That's it. And he had been paddleboarding with a couple of his people from his coal mine, and so he stopped by afterwards. Y'all, he had gotten a lot of shine. I mean, he's a crispy critter today, I guarantee you. Yes, we've been a crispy critter. And, but he came by for a while, and, y'all, after he left, I was ironing, the cloth napkins. Oh, and, what else did I do? Watch the 60 minutes. Y'all watch some of the sports ball also. But y'all, I crawled into the chamber. Oh, I don't know, about 10 p.m. in the evening. And y'all slept like a baby. Y'all, it was just a very good night's sleep. Everything was just, y'all, it was a Goldilocks night. Everything was just right. Y'all, then I woke up on, Monday morning, and, y'all, it's a bit overcast. Then y'all, they're saying that we were, have a tropical thing moving through the area, and Betty, we don't need to hear about the area. So anyway, y'all, I had my brufkas, and I read the newspaper. Y'all, I finally, after I had to get a little help, I was finally able to do last Saturday's level 5 Sudoku, and then, of course, did today, Monday's, because you know it's a level 1. And, y'all, then I was off on my morning nipple walk around Fatty, because, y'all, it was overcast, and there was a nice breeze blowing. The humidity was still up there, and I got sprinkled on just a little bit, not much, though, but I did the big circle, came back, got my share. While I was in the share, Granny FaceTimed me, and Big Vetty, he'll learn better not to FaceTime you when you're in the share. Oh, no, I didn't answer. But I did call him back, and he's just checking on the elderly. Big Vetty, what is he looking in the mirror? anyway... And after that, y'all, I wanted a little something for lunch. Y'all, I had forgotten I had that piece of the Vonzie's fried chicken in the ice box. So, y'all, I took it out and I put it in the air fryer, and y'all, it crisped right up. Y'all, when I was taking it out, I burned my wrist on the hot thing, and y'all, I need some of that Alo. that one of those aloe plants, and you just rub it on there, and it takes all the burn away. But y'all, it's not critical. It's just not critical. anyway, and y'all, ever since that, y'all, I've just been watching a little bit on the TV machine, and y'all, it is still overcast. I think I may lay down for a little nippa nap. This afternoon, but y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Ready.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Chayeti. How
are
you doing? I'm all right.
Oh, good.
Sorry, I'm on the Surbiton train station.
Oh, the train
station.
That's
a station not too far from where I live.
Yes.
There's a train going. It's not mine, don't worry.
Oh.
I came to Surbiton today. It's Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I've come here today to pick up my new glasses.
Oh, your specs.
Yeah, I hadn't had any. I hadn't had a new pair for a while. And,
yes, and you're blind.
Last weekend I came and had my eyesight checked. That's actually pretty good.
Oh, good.
I kind of really just need them for reading. But,
yes.
And even then, only when my eyes get a bit tired.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And, yeah, so
very
I just come and pick them up.
There.
They uh-huh. all fitted nicely. And goodbye, train. Goodbye, little train. Yeah, they all fitted nicely. And although it's a nice day, I still don't really...
It sounds
want to
like
sort of hang around for too long.
Sounds like you're and, sticking it at your back door.
Homemade pizza waiting for me.
Oh,
back
pizza
at my flat.
Pie.
So I really ought to get back for that.
Love the pizza pie.
Well, I sounds like we're being really greedy.
Oh.
There's a Swedish cafe, like coffee shop,
uh-huh.
right by the. Sorry, another train.
Oh, here comes another. Here comes the train. Whoa!
Is either Thomas or Gordon? I'm not sure.
Is it Thomas the Train?
Yeah, there's a Swedish cafe called Fika, which I think is like a Swedish word for like
Fickle?
Sort of cakes and nibbles and coffee.
Oh, cakes and nibbles.
Something like that.
Oh,
and,
yes. Fickle is a terrible name.
Swedish
for
cinnamon rolls.
Oh,
from home, so,
lovely.
I may have eaten one already.
Oh, you may have.
This morning, so
oh,
I think I'm allowed.
Okay.
Anyway, I hope you're doing okay.
Lovely.
I won't stop because it's quite noisy.
It's
you?
Very noisy.
Yes, dear. Right. Sorry, that sounds very patronizing. But
yes.
Anyway, I'm off.
You're
I'm
off.
Going.
You're leaving.
Yeah.
Thank
I'm the only
you for
person
calling.
On the platform. Really.
Yes, get off the damn platform.
I don't know where everybody else is.
Mind the gap.
There's something exciting going on just around
oh,
the corner.
Yes.
But anyway.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Stick it out
I'll
your back
speak to you
door.
In soon. My love to Poodle.
Oh,
and, yeah. Bye-bye for now. Bye now.
Yeah, I guess so y'all, that, of course, is the shy Yeti. Big Fatty is the loud Yeti. And Paul, thank you so much for that call. Always lovely to hear from you. And we're in the choo-choo. In the way, is it the choo-choo? I don't think it's the choo-choo. I think they call it the tube. The tube. Big Fatty, is that like a tuba? No, it is nothing like a tuba, but that Swedish cinnamon roll sounded good, although the name of that place, no.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. Yes, I know it's been a month of Sundays since I had one. I haven't been leaving the house much lately, but let's see. All right, so... I Well, technically the boy genius was the one who went into CVS. Got a 72 count of the Tide Pods in the Spring Meadow scent. Let's see, including tax, for $11.44. Mind you, the original price is $23.99. So I saved $13.20 for a total of 55% savings. Plus, they gave me $1 in extra care box as well. So yeah. So, and let's see, as of today's date, which is as of 6/9, my year-to-date savings is $354.66. So, huzzah. Love you. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And it has been more than a month of Sundays, I think, since we heard from you. But that's an excellent coupon that it's not the boy genius anymore. It's the young man genius. Y'all, Princess Hannah sent me an e-letter saying that on her next celebration of exiting the birth canal, which is what is this thing called? It's the mock and calendar, which is in August. She says she's gonna be, well, I won't mention her age, but she says in September, the boy genius will be turning 19. Y'all, I can remember when he was nothing more than a twinkle in Princess Hannah's eye. Big Fatty, you don't either remember that. He was like 10. But y'all, since it had been so long since Princess Hannah called, she called back. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. Technically, yet again, because I just finished leaving that last message about 3 minutes ago, and that included sending it to you. But technically this is another CVS receipt. I ordered it from online because it was easier and I didn't want to have a coupon expire. So let's see, I got a 3-ounce bottle of my nightly facial moisturizer. I got a 6-ounce bottle of After Sun Aloe Vera Moisturizing Lotion. I got a 4-count of the Duracell Optimum, because, you know, I'm bougie like that, AAA batteries. And then I got, because TikTok made me buy it, one of those Airwick Essential Mist Fragrance Oil Diffuser Kits. And it actually says, in parentheses, gadget plus one refill. And the scent was lavender and apple and almond blossom. Sorry. All right, and let's see. My total with tax, I think, was $10.51. Mind you, the lotion alone was $13.49. The aloe vera was $3.79. The batteries were $7.99. And the Airwick was $15.99. Because of how it was done, I don't know percentages. I just know that, yeah. So, okay. Have a good night. Love you. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that was Princess Hannah again. And Princess Hannah, thank you again for the voice letter. Always lovely to hear from you. And excellent. Say, Big Fatty, how did a breath mint make her buy scent diffuser? Breath mint? Well, she said a TikTok. No, that's Tic Tac is the breath mint. Oh, well, how did a clock make her? Oh, dear Gussie, how did a clockmaker buy it? That's what the kids are watching now. All those little crazy movies on the TikTok. Oh, okay. Well, okay. I'll tic-tac-toe. Hey, hello. Okay, y'all. I hope you. Y'all got nothing. Y'all. I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday, y'all. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there, the Taste Like Burning, and Tim, what do you think about today's little show?
There has been a Big Fatty recall.
Well, this is certainly one that you don't really need to recall.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.